K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, this is Josh.
Hello, Josh. Josh sounds a little down, Fry.
What's the matter, Josh? Why you sound a little droopy?
Well, I could use your help if you're so willing.
You know that you are calling us, right?
Yes, I am. I mean, I'm hoping you can help me.
Oh, Josh.
What's up, buddy?
Sad.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, I started talking with a girl named Kara through mutual friends on Facebook. She works in Huber Heights, which is not far from where I work. We eventually traded phone numbers, started talking, and I made it very clear to her, you know, right off the bat that my ex-girlfriend and I have broken up for good, but she is pregnant.
What?
And
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yours?
Right. Yes, she is. And thank you very much.
Just checking.
Yeah, right?
And she's pregnant, and I'm completely willing to help with the baby.
Okay.
You know, I tell her that I'm not ready for anything steady, but I just want to hang out, you know, see where things go. So we agree to meet at Fridays in Huber.
Oh, yeah.
It happens. We have some drinks, talk for a few hours, and then she suddenly has to go. Just out of the blue, just goes. She leaves. So I'm like, what's up?
Well, did you never heard anything back? That was it?
Yeah, that was it. I mean, no follow-up phone call, no nothing. I just don't understand. I don't know why she got so upset.
Well, you sounded like you laid it all out for her.
Yeah, I explained everything to her. You know, we had some laughs, a nice meal, and I thought things were going great, and then all of a sudden, she leaves.
Fry and I will put our superhero uniforms on right now.
we will attempt here to help you out. Kara, you said was your name, right? Kara?
Kara, yeah.
All right, okay. What we're going to do is we're going to stick you on hold for a second. We're going to get Kara's phone number off the air. We'll call her. We'll find out what she's got to say about you, buddy.
Hmm.
Cool. I'd like
that
very much.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Josh, I'm always curious. How long was the dinner? Did it go a couple hours? I mean, you said you guys were getting along, right?
Yeah, I thought we were getting along pretty good, you know. The good thing about dinner is you're eating, you know.
Potato skins, man.
Exactly,
Fridays,
you have great skins. All right, hold on a second. We're going to push your last number here. We'll see if we can get her, okay, buddy?
Sure.
Hold on.
Hello?
Hi there, is this Kara?
Yes, it is.
Kara, we'd like to take a few moments of your time this morning, if that's okay.
Okay.
She's like, who is this?
Hi, Kara.
It's Nancy and Fry Guy from
K99. Hi, how are you?
She thought we wanted to sell her a broom
or something. You want a new vacuum cleaner or something?
Hey, seriously, we do want to ask you something, if that's okay.
Okay. Sure, okay.
We just need a couple minutes of your time. We got a call from somebody who was looking for our help, and it pertains to you.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever heard us do these before, but we do something where we try and help people out on getting a second date. We got to talk to Josh.
Okay.
He gave us kind of a rundown, said you guys, you know, met up at Fridays, kind of told us a little bit about his background, and then he said you guys were going pretty well, and all of a sudden you were just out, gone.
Yeah, I did. I went. Certainly did. I can't actually believe that he's calling you because there is no way I would ever go on a second date with him. Ever.
So you know about the second date. You know how it works then, right?
I do know how it works. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then tell us what happened.
Let's hear about it.
All right. So, okay. Fine. I will tell you the story. I don't really know why he wants people to know it, but I mean, we got hooked up through some friends, and since my friends knew him, I thought, okay, I'll go out with him. And he did tell me all about what was going on, you know, but I wasn't really planning on having anything long-term, so I agreed to meet him as friends. You know, we met at Fridays, and he was late, but he did call and tell me that he was going to be late, so it was okay, and we ended up having a really good time.
So let me ask you do know about the baby?
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Because he told us he told you. So.
So I was kind of bummed that his life seemed to be really complicated. You know, he seemed like a nice guy until everything came crashing down, and I realized that no, he was not a great guy after all. Yeah. I completely blocked him on Facebook. I just don't even know why he wants to go there.
What?
Blocked him?
Wow. What happened?
Well, after we had that great time, had dinner and a few drinks, he apologized for being late, But, you know, he told me he had a really good reason.
Okay.
You want to know?
Yeah.
Well, of course, please.
Uh-huh. He told me that his baby mama, baby mama, he used that word. I didn't know people used that word.
Oh, man.
Phrase, whatever.
Right.
Yeah. He told me that his baby mama had given birth, and he left the hospital to come and meet me at Friday.
Like, right after?
What?
Yes, she just gave birth, and he left her, and he came to meet me.
Wow.
But go ahead.
No, no, we're just stunned.
Please continue.
Yes.
Yeah, so after he left the hospital to meet me, he thought it would maybe be a great idea to show me some video of the birth.
No, he didn't.
Like,
yes, he did.
Like, you didn't
in win. The room, straight up?
Yep, in the room. And let me tell you, I know that when we were all in like fifth grade or whatever, we saw that Miracle of Life video, and it was like real easy for that lady. She wasn't yelling or anything. No, this girl was screaming.
Oh,
and it ruined it forever. I don't think I ever want to have children. I work with them every day, and now I can't get it out of my head. I can't.
Wow.
So anyway, I just left. I had to go. Well, and that's it. Is he serious?
I couldn't imagine what would make it worse.
Yeah. No, I can.
Okay.
As I'm going to leave, I decide, you know, I just got to get out of there. I put some money down. As I'm going to leave, he hands me one of those candy cigar things, you know, that dads give out that says, it's a boy. Yeah.
Wow.
What a moron. I can't. I don't know.
Oh.
Wait a second. Why is that so strange? I don't understand. Why are you guys so, like, just disgusted by this?
Kara, there's Josh.
Yeah. What? You know how it works.
Okay.
You know.
Listen, how could you think that it would ever be okay to tell a woman that you left some other woman who just had a baby to come and be with her? I mean, you said, you told me you wanted to be involved in your kid's life, and I thought, you know, okay, maybe he's a great guy. You know, he got himself into a crappy situation or a not-so-great situation, but I can't, what? Why would I want to date some guy who just left a woman there? That's crazy.
I am involved in the kid's life. I videotaped the birth.
Oh, no!
Gross.
How much more involved can be? I thought, I feel you should be flattered. You know, I mean, here I am. I'm leaving my own son's birth to go meet you. I mean, this was a big deal. And here I still wanted to meet you and
wow.
And see, you know, how this date went. And the only reason I pulled out the video is because you really didn't have much to say.
Oh, my God.
You know, I mean, when things are going kind of you try to make things happen, you know? You try to be interesting. I thought it was just an interesting thing to do on a first date. Thought maybe you'd like to see the miracle of life.
This is the first time.
I've never heard such thing.
Interesting is definitely a good word, Josh. Yep, interesting.
Candy cigars are delicious. I don't understand your problem.
Candy cigars are delicious, he says.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, Kara, you know what? We get
you. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
I got to ask, Josh, did you even hold the baby yet?
Of course I held the baby. It was very small.
Did you cut the cord?
Oh, fry.
Oh, my God.
Of course, yes.
Oh!
Did you wash your hands before showing up at Friday?
That's enough. That's enough.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm glad that Fry and me and Kara are on the same page.
Oh, boy.
Well, Josh, you got other things to worry about than potato skins at Fridays, I think.
I still don't understand what the big deal is here. I mean...
Exactly.
So I should just not do that then? No videotaping of...
If you want to video it, that's fine, but probably not the best to show your date.
Yeah, or go on
Thank
one.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the candy cigar, that's okay.
How to pick up chicks. That's not in the manual. Nowhere.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, just for the record, Fry.
We'll put it out there. If you guys want to go out, we'll buy you dinner and get you a limo, send you somewhere. But
on us. Kara?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Come on. No way.
What? Come on. I promise I'll erase the video.
Oh, okay. Wow.
No, thank you guys for the offer. No, I can't. No.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
We got it.
Good enough. Kara, thank you for your time.
Yeah, Kara, thank you.
Uh-huh. sir, by
just no sense of humor.
No, yeah.
Well, thanks, guys. I mean, you did what you could, and I guess it's just a lesson learned there.